Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good some stuff. Hi, this is Shirley. Welcome to Looking for My Give a Fuck. Yeah, let me explain. Everything has gone wrong in the first 20 seconds of the show. And so what's happening is I'm trying to get links to people that like to listen to my show, but things are going backwards, so I don't know what's going on. My computer... for some reason decided it wanted to back up at 8:59. My dog's whining because he wants to go outside and that's not happening. It's windy. Okay, everything's just going completely the way it's supposed to be, right? Hopefully. I usually send a link to a few of my friends, but I just can't get the link to them either, so it's just a mess. But you know what I do when it's days like this? I take a deep breath. Hold on. And I... oh, yes, I'm having a mimosa this morning. Oh, Mary, looks like she's online. Thanks, Mary, because I tried to get this link to you, and I'm just having the hardest time ever getting anything anywhere today. Okay, well, let me get it together because I have a lot of things to talk about. And hold on, Tia, I'll let you in. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was wondering why I didn't get a link. This morning, I was like,
okay, you know what?
Is she not doing the show today?
Okay. Is it Sunday? I'm supposed to pray. You know how to get into the show without the link.
Wow. Really? Are you projecting your shit on me this morning because you having a bad morning, boo? It's okay. I love you. You're right. I do know how to get to the show, and I got here without your ass.
Sorry.
And without your...
oh, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're on. Girl, what is wrong? Girl, you know what? I had a list. Oh, I threw it at my dog because he was acting bad. Hold on. I didn't hit him with it. It was just I have a list. Wait. Sorry, I'm still getting
you
over my cold. Oh, by the way.
And the dog.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you're on the line because I got some shit for you because we had some conversation yesterday. I'm bringing that to the surface. Okay, a couple things.
We sure
welcome
are.
To my
Go
show.
Ahead. I'm going to mute myself.
Just for 1 second only. Okay, so welcome to the show. This is Looking for My Give a Fuck. It is, in fact, Mary, oh, my God. I went in to schedule a show, which I thought I had already done. All my shows from since this is a show 65. The description of my show has been deleted on all the old shows because I was going to, you know, you go to an old show to copy for a new show, all deleted. Well, whoever did that or however that was done, no worries because I have the wordings in my email. But still, what the hell is going on? That's just so not cool. But anyway, Looking for My Give a Fuck is, yeah, I'm so angry. Okay. It's a lot of work, guys. You know what? I'm all over the place. Might as well stay all over the place. Doing these little shows, some people, and I don't call it little shows, doing a show, doing anything that you are just putting yourself out there, whether you want likes, unlikes, whether you're using it for a platform to listen to self or whatever the case may be, keep it moving. But you know what? When people have these shows or when people are doing things, they're putting themselves out there, whether it's opinionated. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of opinions, and I think that's kind of cute. But moreover, it does take time. And for some reason, blog and probably other platforms like this are, you know, causing havoc and erasing 64 episodes of descriptions that are quote unquote required before you can even schedule a show. I'm afraid to go back and see if my shows in the archives are even still there. You understand what I'm saying, Mary? If the description that's required is now gone. where the show's ever, you know, the link is still there. Anyway, the
haven't
show's
been,
it's a.
I'm sorry. Haven't you been? You haven't been downloading them, just in case.
Yes, I
the
have.
Archives got deleted. Okay,
yes.
So you good?
Well, here it is. Just this morning, I went and I noticed that the descriptions on, because I needed to, I had the show, I believed I had it scheduled. So I wasn't stressing when I started figuring this stuff out 10 minutes before the show. But it turned out it wasn't. So what I do is quickly go back to an old show, you know, cut and paste, get this going. I went to 5 shows. I didn't have a lot of time. The descriptions of my shows for me to cut and paste was blank. Those shows have already been, you know, we've already done the show. But one thing, when you schedule a show and it says the description's required, what happens now if the show's still there, per se, but the description's gone? I did not have time to see if the show is gone. Okay, that's okay. I mean, it's really not, but there's not much I can do about that. But anyway, what I like about what I'm doing, and you guys, you know, I would love to say go into the archives and see what I'm doing, but that's probably not going to work today because I don't know what's happening. But this whole show is based on a conversation with family, learning how to talk to people that think and see things much different than you, and being brave enough to understand, like, wait a minute, you know, this is bullshit. In a nice way, but then to say, you know what, maybe I should look for what gives me a fuck. What do I give a fuck about? Mary always likes to say, Shirley has a show looking for my give a fuck, spelled F-U-K-K. It's so cute. Yeah, this is not a negative show whatsoever. I mean, I don't want to say it's not negative, but it's not about who this, who that, and why you do this. And no, we ain't got no time for that. It's hilarious. It's just like, as you see, I'm just completely screwed up today, and we're going to get through the show. What did I want to say? Oh, I have my list. Okay. So this morning I wanted to talk, hold on. Mary, do I do my list of what's on my heart?
Girl, you better do what's on your heart. Throw that list back at the dog.
Are you telling me now to abuse the dog? See, last week you told me not to abuse the dog.
Absolutely not.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just messing with you. Okay.
Unless your list is in a book. It wouldn't be abuse.
I know, right? And it's a little pat. No, but what I did want to really touch on, and I do, I'm glad, Mary, I'm really happy you called, because there were some things, I don't know if you want to talk about what we discussed a little bit yesterday, but I would love to. But anyway, Matthew Perry.
I'm all in.
Friends. I totally love Friends. I love the show. I love the concept that developed Friends, which was Living Single with Queen Latifah, Kim Fields. Who else was in that? Do you remember Living Single?
Yeah,
it was on
I love that
you guys
show.
Have it. Oh my God. It is so Friends in the White World. And Friends came out, and it, you know, what do we like about Friends? It was back in the day before you had 252 channels to watch. You always watched it on Thursday. Thursday night was the bomb, right? I don't know what channel was on. I can't quite remember. But we waited every Thursday to watch TV. I mean, watching TV at one time was just such a family sport, a family thing. I don't even know what it is now. Anyway, so Matthew Perry passed away, and I don't know if people know or they don't know, but they should know. My mom and my brother are active members in AA for about 15, 20 years. They have a little chair for me. That's so cute. Anyway, and my mom just happens to go to this particular meeting where every star in the world, stara in the world goes, and, you know, they are not allowed to really talk about things. But when I went down and told her, I said, Mom, did you hear about Matthew Perry? She just wept. And she said a couple of things, and I think this is important. She said, I said, well, Mom, they were saying he was doing really well. If you guys know his story, he had a really bad alcoholic and drug addiction and just life herself, which we all kind of have a little bit of that, don't we? And she just cried, and she said, I said, but they said he was doing well. And my mother said this was quite disturbing. I haven't had a chance to go down and talk to her about this. She goes, when you say you're fine is when you're dying. I was like, oh, here we go. And she began to cry. She goes, he tried so hard, and he was such a loving man. No, how would I, you know, I was listening to Fox, but I didn't get into people talking about how great this man was and how wonderful and nice he was, whatever. And she said all this. And then I heard it on, you know, the TV, and I was like, oh, my God, she did know him. And as a fellow AA person, she said, when you say you're okay is when you are about to die or when you're dying. And that bothered me because every single day I come home, how you doing? Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. We're going to have a talk about that. But when is it when someone is an addict or someone has, like, I deal with depression? I guess everyone in the world does. But when do you hear the difference in the I'm okay? And then what do you do with that? I don't know. I tend to, you know, have, like for instance, I talk to Mary and she's like, hey, or we're like, what up? You know, there's a tone and we're like, okay, what happened? You know? So anyway, I don't really know what that means, but for me, it scared me when my mom said, that's when you're over it. So think about that when you have friends and family and begin to watch them. One thing, another thing my mom told me, if you guys know people that are older or even people that stop eating, I don't eat a lot because I'm allergic to everything in the sun. But when I stop saying, yeah, I'm not going to go get my wine or my cheese or my crackers, please come see me because there's a problem. Because one of the phases of getting older or giving up is you stop eating. My mom said about 15 years ago, one time my brother made some food and didn't feed everyone or something. She said, this house will always have something on the stove or in the refrigerator for easy make, especially for me to heat up, because you have to do that. And you always have to make sure there's food, especially for an older person in the home, so that they eat. Because, you know, when you're older or when you're tired or when you're depressed, I mean, getting food, chewing. One day my mom said, I wish somebody would chew for me and breathe too. That was pretty funny. But anyway, so my brother's been working. I've been with my mom. I'm not a cook, but I can tell you guys something every single day. I go to lunch. I spend downtown. I spend a lot of money. I might take a bite of it because I'm not a foodie, and I make sure my mom eats all day, every day. It's very important. When she would be able to see that I wasn't eating, she'd do the same. So those are just a couple of things I learned recently. I'll talk about this next week, but work is a social experience, and I choose to believe that as insane as I am, I'm the most normal, because when you speak up for yourself and you are okay with how you speak up for yourself and why you're speaking up for yourself, and you stand your ground because you stand your ground based on experience or just, I try to see fairness, which is something you don't really see in the legal profession. Social experience can make or break you. It's very important. We'll talk about that another day. This is my my introduction into my conversation with Mary. My dog is now trying to, if you can hear that noise, Mary, can you hear the dog trying to dig up his toys that are in a very expensive basket? We'll talk about that later. Anyway, I've had the opportunity to work with Sapatesi, professional coaches and just friends and people who help us remember our greatness or keeps us on track. The reason that's important, because a lot of times we don't know, you know, Mary, can you hear what this dog is doing? If you can't hear it, then I'm okay. But if you can hear it, I have to take a break and get him out of this room. Can you hear me, Mary? She's on hold.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second, sure.
Well, hell, the show will be over by the time I finish. Okay. Anyway, what was I talking about? Coaching.
Go ahead, I'm back.
If you can hear the dog, let me know. That's all I'm worried about because he's making a lot of noise in the back. Okay.
That's
professional coaching.
That's what you worried about, if I can hear the damn dog. Is that what you just said?
In the background, because I want to make sure I'm getting ready to have a conversation with you.
Don't,
you know what? Not today. Not on a bad day. Oh, sorry, people. Anger management came out. We might want to work on that, Shirley. Hold on, let me have a drink of my mimosa. I'm going to go get some more. I love Mary. My God, you guys, let me tell you, Mary and I had one of the biggest arguments, love arguments yesterday, and we're going to talk about that because she said something that I will never allow her to say to me again. Okay. Coaching is important for professionalism and personalism and friendshipism and all that. I have been known to say some things to hurt people's feelings from the heart. And that's like, that doesn't make sense. It does for me. I'm going to start this segment out talking about my friend Mary, and she's on the line. I have never even seen Mary face-to-face. But when I heard her on the Jay King radio show and she said something and I said, Jay, is it okay if I reach out to her? And it wasn't like a pity reach out. It was I think you told your story about cancer or something. I'm like, I just want to meet her. And we started vibing and talking and, you know, it's where she's blacker than I am. The only difference is I'm black and she is so not. But I have always thought so much of Mary, and I still do. Mary said something to me yesterday, and it really hit home because she said, well, Shirley, you may need these particular accolades, but, you know, that's you. That's not me. And only she will be able to bring those in. But I want to tell her and who's ever listening what I see in her. I see this beautiful woman, heart of gold, funny as heaven, just fucking funny, dude. We laughed about the little boy for so long. We definitely gonna have to work on getting to heaven. Strong. Her mother dies and her husband gets remarried. Her roommates are nuts. And she meets me. No. And she's been pushing ever since. She moved to a new town, which was back ass work. And she's making the best of it. She's reestablishing relationships with her family, and she's realizing, well, you know, the apple doesn't fall from the tree, far from the tree. However, you know, she moved a little over because she moved out of the, or, you know, the, what is it, the orchard. She experienced cancer twice. Yeah, orchard, yeah. She experienced cancer twice. You know, every time I talk to Mary and I'm hard on her, I forget that she's gone through cancer, experience of life and death and living to the fullest. And she does that. And then there's this thing with this heart, with love. I sometimes believe that Mary doesn't think she's entitled to love. I think that Mary will keep chaos, not as much maybe, but to shy away from it. I think Mary says, I want love and I want to be love. She pushes it away. I think Mary brings the best out of the men that she meets. And then when they begin to develop and give her what she looks for, because it takes time. It takes time to come into someone's life and show them that they're great, especially men. And for men to go, oh, wait, what? Well, no, I don't need this. I'm going to go over there and do this and do that. And then they keep coming back because their chest keeps getting bigger and bigger. But then they don't know what to do with it. There's this crossroads for all of us. I remember when I dated someone I really cared about that helped me get to the level of greatness and self-love. But it's hard. You're afraid. So just when they're ready to grow, I've noticed my friend Mary would be like, shh, I'm out. And because that's her fear. She said, you know, I just want to be loved. I am love. But yet I watched Mary spend time with people that are opportunists. And my mom always said, when they show you who they are, one of my best friends, Jerry, she said, when they say they're ignorant, they're ignorant. One time she was dating a guy and he told her, hey, you know, I'm just ignorant. You know, that's how it is. I'm ignorant. She thought, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Now she says, when a nigga says he's ignorant, he's ignorant. You know, that's just the funny thing, you know. And by the way, Mary has never disrespected saying nigga, whatever, because we don't play that game. So I'm just throwing that out there. But she said, you know, Shirley, I came up different than you. I'm used to just basic, you know, I'm good with that. And that's just who I am. If someone takes the time to say, you know, I see something in you that's greater than that, and not push you. I don't ever want to push anyone to their greatness, but I'm looking forward to Mary being in that situation where she can smoke her cigarette, dance, have her company over and do that thing, you know, and just have, because she deserves it. She really, 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 really deserves it. Maybe I'm pushing too hard as a friend saying, hey, you know, get that place, do this, do that. And there's one thing I need to apologize online. Mary's living her best life, whatever it looks like to Mary, no matter what, because Mary faced death twice. Mary is entitled to every fuck up, every mistake, every given a fool 18, 15 chances because she knows how beautiful life is. She's not quite like me where I'm like, I'm out, I'm good, I don't need to kick it with nobody because I really kind of don't, but I've never faced the fact that I could die. Not once, but twice. So Mary, I apologize. I apologize for thinking you should wait. I apologize for thinking you should do things this way, that way, because you need to structure future. Because I forgot that you live every minute. You live your life, and you're looking for someone to be with you. And it ain't going to be like, Shirley, I got 5 years on it, 10 years on it, whatever, that we all take for granted. But you don't take things for granted. And I honor you for that. I also have shared with you how men that you have been friends with, how you've opened them, and they're becoming amazing men. And I just want you to notice that although you're living moment to moment your best life, they don't have the experience that you have, such as, shit, this is important today because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. All they're doing is opening their heart, something that they either closed up or didn't even know they had. And there's someone in particular, I just want you to keep that in mind as you continue living your best life. Because again, I really did, side note, I had a friend, the most beautiful friend in the world, one of my friends. She was just, had a whole bunch of money, beautiful, always the center of attention. She just, whatever. And then she told us one day, she got a boob job done, and when they cut into her boobs, whatever, they were cancer, and she had it done in Mexico, and they just closed her up and didn't tell her. And she began this journey with cancer. Her very last breath, she had her full makeup on and a crown, and she was beautiful. I didn't understand cancer. Like, God damn it. In fact, we were so immature as friends. We're like, fucking Eva, damn, you fucking make cancer look so beautiful. Why are you dating? What are you fucking doing? Sit down and rest. Stop going places. I mean, she went to Vegas to party and her leg dissolved. Her leg broke. And she just got picked up and came back and got some surgeries. And then one day she called me and said, you know, Shirley, I'm tired. I need you to help me get this legally, you know, in order. And I'm tired. I'm like, girl, it's not going to happen to you. And then they explained to me how cancer works. And on her dying deathbed, she waited for me and Jerry to come and talk to her. And we were talking shit in her ear. And her family was like, what are you doing? Because they're Mexican. They were so mad. We were fucking up all kinds of rosary situation. We were fucking it up. But the bottom line is she lived her life. And she, we're like, this bitch even died beautiful. She lived every minute. And most of my days, and we'll talk about that another time, are not lived in the glory of the moment. And Mary, that's who you are. You have your show about cancer, but I forgot you had cancer. We don't talk about it. Instead of me being proud of your momentary dumbass mistakes, right? I get mad. And I'm sorry. I give you the floor and speak if you are up to it. Go ahead.
Girl, your dumbass got me over here crying. I'm like over here blubbering like a fool. First of all, everybody needs a friend that holds them accountable, and you are that friend, and I appreciate that. I probably never even thought about, or I haven't thought about in a while, like, yeah, you know what? I did survive cancer twice, and I do try to live my life for every moment because I'm not promised, none of us are promised the next moment. And there's lots of things. I won't say everything here, but there's lots of things that, you know, that, you know, that you're right about. And some of those things are hard to hear. Again, everybody needs that friend that holds them accountable. And and I know that whatever you say to me, you say out of pure love and caring for a friend. I get that, regardless whether I want to hear it or not, because most of the time I don't want to hear that shit. If anybody knows me, everybody knows I don't want to hear my own shit. You know, that's one thing I've been all my life, and I've never been able to probably get past that. But it's so crazy that you bring this up, because I really was going to talk about this on the show today, on my show. Because your show is only a half an hour, I would say let's continue this on to my show, and your listeners and everybody else can find the continuation of this on Mary Had a Little Cancer right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern, and that'll be today. So
I think it'd be so great. Make sure you post. Yeah, it's okay. Don't be counting my minutes. I will fuck you up. See, always trying to control shit. That's white people. Right there, white people. Always trying to control my minutes.
I got a whole arsenal of white people shit. Check that shit out. A whole arsenal.
Okay. So anyway, I think you should make sure you post, because this is a new set of conversation about just cancer, friendship, life ship. I also want you guys to know she calls me on my shit too. Remember, and a couple of weeks ago, she goes, you know, Shirley never says I love you back. And I don't. I really have, I'm getting better at that. But more importantly, looking for my give a fuck is about thinking maybe I need to look at this situation differently with my friend Mary. Maybe we can balance it out. She'd be the first one, and I'm sick. She'd be the first one calling me with some onion shit and do this and do that and save my life, you know? I think I have my 1 minute. I'm going to sum up some things. I'm really hitting my best me. I really am. But I talked to a friend about this. Mary will talk about this maybe on your show. I've hit this core of loving myself completely, inside and out. And then I got scared. I'm like, God, okay, wait a minute. Now that I love myself inside and out, does that mean I'm going to die? Because isn't that what life is about? You figure it out and then you die? And my friend was like, no, when you love yourself inside and out, you just prepare for whoever, you prepare for that next level. It's not like you talk it up and go, okay, God, am I going to die? No. You love yourself enough to make sure you are responsible for the aftermath, and that you move freely to the next realm, and that your children or whatever are set up and your bills are paid. That's responsibility. That's not something I would do when I was depressed and thought about jumping off a bridge. We'll close it there. Again, you guys, I invite you to click on Mary Had a Little Cancer. If that's too much, go to the JK Network, click on live, and our time, 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and other shit, y'all know where you live, you figure that shit out. Mary, I'm looking forward to the show. And I think that's it. We got through it. You guys, I just really got to add this. If you have a show and you don't know what to say or what to do, if you stay in true self and true, you know, whatever, it comes out. It shows up. And I really hope that my shows are archived. If not, that's okay. It's already in the universe. So things will change and things will be great. Okay, you guys, until next week, stay true to yourself. Make good memories. I don't know what else to say, but I'm out. Next week, you guys, have a great week. Thank you.